الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in Islam, viewers of Madani Channel, there are many excellences pertaining to sending salawat and salam upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration we're told that there is a purifier for everything. And the way to purify the heart from the rust that it accumulates is to send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, we know that whenever we sin, and we do sin, we're not prophets alayhi musallam. When we sin, a black dot is placed on our heart, as per the hadith. And if we do tawbah, that black dot is removed. The more we sin, and if we do not do tawbah, the more our heart becomes blackened, becomes dark. Now, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us of a remedy to polish our hearts, to clean our hearts, to purify our hearts from the filth of sins. Our hearts are stained, our hearts become impure. How do we purify them? Through sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So inshallah, let's make an intention that daily we'll make a habit of purifying our heart by looking after our heart, by caring about our heart. How? By sending salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam, by remembering the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفضل العمل النية الصادقة. The greatest action is having a truthful intention. Intentions are very important in Islam. What intentions can we make now that we're here? And the viewers at home or wherever they're watching from. The intention first and foremost is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be sincere in our every action. To do it for Allah and to please Allah. Inshallah. After that, make the intention that you will listen attentively with focus. As this is no ordinary knowledge that's being imparted and conveyed. This is knowledge of the deen of Islam. So the more adab you show, the more respect you show, the more focused you are when listening, the more concentration you have, the more barakat you will attain, inshallah. Then ultimately, why do we learn sacred knowledge? To act upon it. The hadith tells us that knowledge without action is like a body without a soul. So, the aim is to act upon what we learn. And thereafter, whatever we remember, when we leave the masjid today, when the bayan concludes, whatever we recall from the bayan, we will also spread this knowledge to others. And we'll become rewarded, we'll become of those who earn reward by spreading knowledge of Islam. Like this, whenever you do good deeds, make good intentions prior to those good deeds in abundance. This will multiply and increase your reward, inshallah. Today in this bayan, in the time we have, we'll be hearing about Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of all heavenly women, the leader of all women in paradise. Who am I referring to? None other than the most beloved daughter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife of Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, the noble mother of Hasnain Kareemain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Her urs mubarak, the commemoration of her passing anniversary, is held every year on the 3rd of Ramadan al-Mubarak. So this is a time where we hear about her qualities, her noble virtues, her excellences, her shan, her rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this in mind, that the males can hear about her blessed life and convey that to the women of their household, so that the Muslim women, the women of the Ummah, they can model themselves, they can mold their lives in accordance to the seerah of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. First of all, I'd like to begin with an account, and you will learn from this account itself on how great her rank and status is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayman radiyallahu anha was a sahabiya. Now, before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was even born, she was a servant in the household of his father, Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu an passed away, she remained in the service, the khidma of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, when the Prophet alayhi salam was born, Ayman looked after him with utmost care, with respect. She served him. The Prophet alayhi salam would go as far as saying, Ayman is my second mother. She narrates this story, this report. She says, once, during the afternoon of a hot day in Ramadan, remember, keeping a fast in Europe, in the UK, is mostly different from keeping a fast in the hot climate of Arabia. There you have the scorching heat. And in the summer, the temperature reaches upwards of 50 degrees. So Ayman says, on this hot afternoon in the month of Ramadan, I went to the house of Fatima radiyallahu anha. The door was closed and I could hear a hand mill grinding grains inside. So she thought to herself that it must be Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha who is doing this. She's probably preparing food for iftar or the likes, or for her children. And she must be practically grinding the grains inside. And we know in those days, the handmills were made of stone. They used to grind wheat into flour. But subhanallah, the situation was quite different. It wasn't Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha who was actually grinding the grains. Because Ayman, when she saw the inside of the room, when she saw inside the house, she was amazed to see, and she looked through a gap in the door, she was amazed to see that the mill was operating by itself, automatically, grinding the grains. And meanwhile, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma are sleeping nearby. They're sleeping in a cradle, and Allahu Akbar, that cradle is also swaying and swinging as well. But it's not Sayyida Fatima who is pushing that cradle, moving that cradle. Again, Ayman says, when I looked, I saw that the cradle is moving by itself. Amazing. She was astonished. And what did she see? That Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha is sleeping peacefully nearby. So she's not grinding the grains herself. She's not pushing the cradle herself. These things are happening automatically. And she's resting in the house. It's a hot afternoon of Ramadan Kareem in Arabia. She says, I came to the best of all creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and I mentioned what I saw. She mentioned that she saw through a gap in the door that the cradle is moving by itself. The mill, the grinding of the grains is taking place by itself. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha is resting nearby, sleeping nearby. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said. He smiled and he said, O Ayman, the heat is intense. It's Ramadan Kareem and Fatima radiallahu anha is fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused her to fall asleep so she could rest and not feel the harshness of the heat. Meanwhile, he sent angels to operate the handmill and to push the cradle as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged for angels, the ma'soom, to come and push the cradle of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. At the same time, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are grinding the grains in the house of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha to rest in the intense heat of the day in Ramadan Kareem as she was fasting. Now, this account, many, many pearls can be extracted from this. But foremost, we learn about the great maqam and rank of Sayyidatuna Fatima az-Zahra radiallahu anha, the apple of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eye, the most beloved daughter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want her to feel the pain, the difficulty, the challenge of the hot day in Ramadan Kareem. This doesn't happen for normal people, for average Muslims, for us. It's never happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged for the mill to be automatically grinding the grains and for the cradle to be pushed automatically as well. And what was the reason given? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima is fasting. Allah ta'ala wanted her to take a rest during the day. So her shan is, her excellence is beyond our comprehension, beyond our imagination. Meaning, whatever we say regarding her will never do justice to the great rank of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. After all, she is from the Ahlul Bayt. She is the leader of all women in paradise. Allah has given her that rank. This is no exaggeration whatsoever. In creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given ranks to certain people. Anbiya alayhimus salam are the greatest. From the women, you have the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, you have the Ahlul Bayt, you have Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Nobody can complain in this regard, ma'adallah. Why? Because who has created that categorization? Who has given certain people within his creation those ranks? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, not me and you. So we acknowledge, we accept, and we sing their praises. Why do we sing their praises? Why do we mention them? Why do we speak of their blessed seerahs, their biographies? Because this is a means for our forgiveness. They don't need us to praise them. When we praise the saliheen, the salihat, the blessed ones from the ummah, we are actually doing a favor for ourselves. As for the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she already has a high rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed her with that maqam. What also is evident from this account of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is that despite the intense heat in Arabia, it's the month of Ramadan, her kids are young, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is devoted to the worship of Allah and to keeping a fast. There's a big lesson in that for the Ummah today, especially the women folk. What happens today? A person has a slight headache, a slight cold, some sort of discomfort, and they begin to self-diagnose. Say, oh, I can't fast today. You know, I'm exempt from fasting today. Many of the times, a person does not have a valid reason to skip the fast. If they were to go to a scholar, an alim or a mufti sahab, and they'll present their case, most of the times they'll be told, no, that's not sufficient of a reason. But we satisfy ourselves thinking it's okay. And we have to be very careful. If we're missing fast due to invalid reasons, we'll be accountable for that. Allah Ta'ala will ask us about that. And look at Sayyidah Fatima on the other hand, scorching heat of Arabia, she's still keeping her fast. So today, we don't make our own criteria. I think I'm allowed to miss the fast, or I can forego my salah here. No, there are rules in Sharia. The ulama will tell us those rules based on ahadith, based on Quran. And we have to say, labbaik. They are the rules, we follow them. Islam and Iman, what is it about? Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not submitting to our own will, our whims and desires, whatever we feel like. Our Creator created us, gave us a body, gave us ahkamat. He knows how much we are capable of doing. In Ramadan, we prove to ourselves that we can fast during the day, we can offer tarawih at night, we can perform our 5 daily jama'at, we can recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem. All of these acts are being done in a single day. Yet out of Ramadan, we find it very difficult to even perhaps do one or two of these things in a day. But Allah is proving to us, our Creator who knows us best is showing us that you can do this. And if someone has an udhr, if someone has a valid reason, then that's a different matter. They'll mention that problem, that issue to an alim, a mufti, and they will tell them what the ruling is in that specific case. So going back to it, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, the honorable daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ulama mentioned that she was born approximately 1 year after the proclamation of prophethood, i'lanun nubuwa. And obviously her honorable mother was Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu anha. So imagine when your mother is Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu anha, what blessings you will attain, what beautiful qualities and characteristics you will acquire from your mother when your mother is Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu anha. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, if you begin to discuss and describe her qualities, we'll be here all day and all night. She was a very loyal wife to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was a wealthy merchant. She sacrificed all her wealth at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the Prophet alayhi salam required anything, she was the first to give it. And when the Prophet alayhi salam came back after the first revelation, the incident at Jabal Hira, the Mount of Hira, when the Quran was revealed and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam embraced the Prophet alayhi salam, a very intense encounter. When the Prophet alayhi salam came back to his home, his blessed home, and he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me. And he was in a state of the power of the Quran was overwhelming the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was revealed on his blessed heart. At that time, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the loyal wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was the one who comforted him and said, you look after the poor, the orphans, the widows. Allah Ta'ala will not forsake you. This can never happen. The Prophet alayhi salam had such a beautiful relationship with Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. The Prophet alayhi salam loved her so profoundly that throughout his life, even after her passing, he would always mention her to his other honorable wives as well. And he would say that Allah Ta'ala has nourished my soul with the love of Khadija. Allah has bestowed that love for Khadija in my heart. So when your mother is Sayyida Khadija, when your mother is the one who is the most loyal wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even during the social boycott of the Muslims, she remained for years with the Prophet alaihi salam in the valley of Abi Talib. This is a woman who could have lived easily, but she sacrificed all comforts for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the mother of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. Imagine the maqam of Sayyidah Fatima then, when her mother is Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. How many good qualities she acquired from her noble mother. So Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the most beloved of the children to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And the name Fatima, subhanAllah, very interesting, was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah named her Fatima. And what does Fatima actually mean? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, she was named Fatima because Allah has freed her and those who have devotion towards her from the fire of hell. This is a narration, this is a hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah named my daughter Fatima, for he has kept her far and distant from the fire of hell. This shows her maqam. Two of her famous titles are what? Batul and Zahra. Let's listen to what the ulama have mentioned in the explanation of these two names. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi says, because Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha lived in this dunya in a way that she was detached from the dunya. She was not engaged in dunyavi actions. She practiced zuhud, asceticism. She did without, as we learn from her seerah. She provided for others, but she lived without herself. Because of her zuhud, because of her detachment from the dunya, the name she received as a title was Batul. Elsewhere he writes, she is like a flower bud of paradise, of Jannah. She was never affected by the conditions that women usually experience. And a heavenly fragrance emanated from her blessed body. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to at times smell this fragrance that would emanate from the body of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. And this is why she was given the title Zahra, meaning the flower bud of paradise. So like this, there's so many narrations. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic hadith book, it's mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hiya bad'atum minni yuribuni ma arabaha wa yu'dhini ma adaha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, she, meaning Fatima, is a part of me. Whatever displeases her, displeases me. And whatever hurts her, hurts me. Like this, you will find numerous narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam mentions the praise of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. In the second year after Hijrah, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha was married to Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Sayyiduna Ali is a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and through this marriage he became the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And she was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with three sons, Hassan, Hussein, and Muhsin. And Allah jalla wa ala also gave her three daughters as well, Zainab, Kulthum, and Ruqayya. She was someone who had great affection for her father. So much so that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, it was like a mountain had fallen on her. That's how she felt. She was so distressed by the situation. But the ulama mentioned, narration state, that 6 months or so after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, she was reunited with her father. She also passed away from the dunya as well. The third of Ramadan, 11 Hijri. And her resting place is in Jannatul Baqi. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is resting currently. Her shrine is in Jannatul Baqi. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was a loyal wife as well to Sayyiduna Ali. She was a woman who understood how a woman should behave in the dunya, how a woman should spend her life in the dunya. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her maqam, her shan, her rank, her stature, Allah Ta'ala knows best how great it is. We can only describe based on what's mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Towards the end, one account regarding her selflessness. We live in a dunya where society, social media, this develops selfishness in a person. A person is too individualistic, doesn't think about the greater good of fellow Muslims. But Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and her noble household, subhanallah, they were from those blessed individuals who always gave tarjih and priority to others. Even if they had less, even if they faced difficulty themselves. Sayyida Fatima, once her children fell ill, she made a vow to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they become better. Now when she fasted, Sayyiduna Ali is fasting, she's fasting. And at the time of iftar, the little food that they had, a miskeen, a destitute person comes asking for something. She gives food to that person. Then an orphan comes knocking on the door. Remember, she has very little food for herself, her husband Sayyiduna Ali, and for a family anyhow. And then she gives food to that yatim as well. And lastly, what happens, an asir, the Quran mentions a prisoner, someone who was captive, came and he asked for food. And then she gave the remainder of what they had left for iftar to that person. Ended up going without, but out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she gave her food away one by one. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. The Quran mentions this. She gave it to the miskeen, she gave it to the orphan, she gave it to the asir. And why did she do this? They only fed them for the sake of Allah. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. They would feed people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to summarize, in the bayan we heard about some aspects of the blessed seerah of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the most beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has been described in hadith as Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of all women in paradise. Imagine that. How many women have come to the earth? How many are yet to come? Billions and billions. Yet who is the leader? The hadith is saying Sayyida Fatima is the leader of women in paradise. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned their connection and he said, she is a part of me. Whoever displeases her, displeases me. Whoever hurts her, hurts me. These are narrations which we should study. Some people, ma'adallah, due to a lack of understanding, due to a corrupt heart, a diseased heart, they say, oh, you praise the Ahlul Bayt too much. Ma'adallah. You praise the Sahaba too much. There's never too much. When Allah has given that maqam, whatever we do is less. No matter how much we praise them, it's always less. We understand that Allah has given them maqam. Allah Ta'ala will reward them. When we speak about them, we are bettering our akhirah, our grave, our worldly lives. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would stand up for her when she would walk in into his gathering, into his majlis, out of love for her, and he would make her sit in his own place. Likewise, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit his honorable daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would stand up out of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She would make him sit in her own place. This is the affection that we need to develop with our daughters today, with our children today. Today it seems like everyone's at war, everyone's fighting with each other. Siblings, parents and children, where's that mercy gone? The mercy unto all the worlds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically in his life, step by step, showed us how you should love your children. But today, MaazAllah, very few act upon the seerah. And if we want to attain barakat, we want to attain blessings, then we must act upon the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in this regard and grant us forgiveness without accountability for the sake of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, and in particular Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.